knows not where he's been. Frail and lost, he struggles to recall. Name who he loves, anything at all.
Must have the process, then stole it from us, sneaky little hobbitses. Now, no more process.
No more processes?
Why, you filthy liar.
The hobbitses can have the process. They will cheat you and steal it.
You don't have any friends. Nobody likes you.
No listening.
We need a new place to make friends. We will find a campus and community radio station in Calgary, Alberta.
Campus and community radio?
Why there? One process won't last.
No.
We can listen to many processes over the airwaves. Then we can have all the processes. Yes, we want it. We need it. Where can we find it? CJSW 90.9 FM. The one station to rule them all.
Rushing.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the Wednesday afternoon programming that just can't quit. You're listening to Poser Radio here on CJSW 90.9 FM Radio, the only show hosted by me, Sharuk, and the only show sponsored by Annex Ales. Everyone say thank you to Annex Ales for sponsoring. We just heard a song called Mild Fantasy Violence by Monstrosa off of their album of the same name, Mild Fantasy Violence. Little bit... I'm going to be so honest, because that's what I do. For the last week, I have been listening to entirely too much Two Hollis and Romulus, which probably means nothing to a majority of you, but just know I'm deeply embarrassed by that. And normally when I listen to a lot of Two Hollis, I'm like, okay, we're going to do a breakcore set. But last week, there was such a disaster with the industrial. And also, I feel like I've just been, everything's just been a little bit peculiar these last couple of weeks in terms of music. So I was like, okay, let's bring it back down to earth. Let's do something a little classic. We're going to do a bit of an indie alternative kind of sound. We're going to a lot of different places. That opening song, I think it kind of leads into these first little set pretty well, hopefully. So also, because of the disaster last week, I didn't get to play one of the songs that I was like really, really excited to play. So we're going to play it this week. If you remember hearing part of it last week, you're going to get to hear the rest of it. Oh my God, that's so exciting. Yeah, we're doing a little bit indie. We're going to start off a bit heavy, and then we're going to go into a bit more of like a quirky sound, and we're going to finish it off with a bit more of a pop inspired vibe. I don't know. I was just like, I feel like when it's like sun is shining outside, I don't want to listen to something as heavy and like grimy as industrial. Or I think like the week before that, I did like a bit of a metal moment. I don't know. It's just, I've been going all over the place recently. So I've been talking enough. We are going to listen to the heaviest part of the show up front. We're front loading it. We're going to listen to Fox Opera, their track Kate's Dilemma, as well as a couple of others that I'm excited for. And then at the end, we're going to get to hear that VR Sex song that I wasn't able to play last week. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it. We'll be right back. It actually worked this time. That was Runaway, Runaway by VR Sex off of their album Hard Copy. I love this album so much, so dearly. It's so cool. It's so bizarre in a lot of different ways. I really recommend it. And they're like a relatively new band. Like, this album came out in like 2024. Before that, it was Come Dog by Bloodsports off of their album Anything Can Be a Hammer. I also really liked it. I was at the top of the show. I was talking about how, like, I didn't really know what the vibes were, but VR Sex and Bloodsports are like the bands that I have been bumping outside of Two Heartless and Romulus. I really like it. I think it's a banger. Hopefully you enjoyed it too. Before that, it was Spirit Gum by Knitting off of their 2024 album, Some Kind of Heaven. 2024? Yes, 2024. I must confess, I did think Knitting were from Calgary. Just found out that they are indeed from Quebec. No comments there. I have nothing to say about that province. And then at the very top of that set, it was Kate's Dilemma by Fox Opera off of their album Fox Opera, who are from Calgary. Guys, this is why I'm hosting the show, so I can give you all this information. That album came out in 2010. Maybe that's why I didn't know very much about them. Yeah, not very much there, except for hopefully you enjoyed all of it. I thoroughly had fun with VR Sex and Bloodsports and Knitting and everything else, but you know. Coming up next, we are going to listen to... we're going to get real American with it. Sorry. We're going to listen to the band Self, who I think they were the ones that... they have like a song that's like blowing up right now. No, never mind. They did not. This was just a band that I just discovered. They did this Shrek soundtrack. Pause. Oh my God. They did a song for the Shrek soundtrack. We're not going to listen to that. We're going to listen to something else. Justin is emphatically saying that we play it. No, I planned this so meticulously. We're going to listen to Sophomore Jinx instead. And then maybe at the end of the show, if we're feeling green, we'll listen to the Shrek song. We're going to listen to some American bands that are all fun. We're getting a little bit brighter, and these ones are a bit more experimental and varied in the instrumentations. I think they're fun, and I think my favorite song of the show is part of the set as well. So let's get into it.
Wish there 2-1.
Yourself the next Oscar-winning filmmaker, ready to produce TV drama to rival House of Cards, or maybe you dream of becoming a YouTube sensation. Join NUTV to learn the ins and outs of video production at the University of Calgary's campus television station. For over 25 years, NUTV has offered hands-on training to University of Calgary students and the community. Visit NUTV.ca or swing by the studio on the third floor of McEwen Hall at the University of Calgary for more information.
hey guys, wasn't that so crazy the way that I played a song and then the same song played again? We're going to try again. And I am going to, this is a formal like warning to heed to everyone. If you're doing radio, don't use title music. Let's try again.
Everybody but me.
We're having a ball over here. Hopefully you didn't notice any of what just happened. That was Make It Tessellate by the Doozers off of their album Becoming an Entity. I really like the Doozers. I think they have this really bright, like, because I talk so much smack about so many different music genres, and then, like, a week later I always need to retract it. I'm not that big into indie rock because I think sometimes it just feels a little bit too derivative, and sometimes it just feels like a little bit like, how many different bands can sing about how much they love the sun and they hate their city? You know what I mean? However, comma, the indie that I do like is in this vein of the Doozers, where I think they do some fun stuff with the instrumentation, and I think it's bright. And I think if you're going to go, like, full on into, like, this kind of, like, eclectic production style, you go full send into it, and they do that all the time. I really like Becoming an Entity. Recommend if you enjoyed Make It Tessellate. The rest of the album sounds exactly like that. Before that, it was Starduel by The Symposium off of their album Songs from the Void 2, which I believe is just a collection of demos and unreleased tracks. Starduel is my favorite song of today. It's only like a minute and 30 seconds, but it is so... I don't know. I love a concept. It feels like you're in the void. It feels like you're traveling through space when you're listening to it. And I love that. Before that, it was Sail Away by The Long Faces off of their... I'm going to call it an album, but I think there's only like a couple tracks on the... Yeah, it's a single, basically. Documentaries. And I don't know anything about The Long Faces. I think... Oh, earlier I was talking about a band. Yes. They have a song that's, like, getting popular on TikTok right now called Jane, even though the song was released in 2018, but, you know the way the trend cycles go. So I didn't know that before I listened to Documentaries, the EP, and they fall in the same vein as the Doozers for me, where they are very unabashed and fun in what they're doing. It almost reminds me of, like, Fish in a Birdcage a little bit. Yeah, fun. And at the very top of that set, it was Sophomore Jinx by Self off of their 1995 album, Subliminal Plastic Motives. That is the oldest song you will ever hear on Poser Radio, because in case you forgot, it's Poser Radio. I'm not going to talk too much because I want to make sure that we get into these next couple tracks. We're going to listen to the band This Burning Hell. They have this really fun song, High Concept. We're in space for this last half of the show. The song called Luna FM. Let's get into it.
You guys keep talking. Okay, fine. Charlie, it might sound corny, but the view is really out of this world.
You just heard Deep Purple, space trucking again. Please, Jesus, send me some new compact discs, okay, amen. You'll be a pioneer, they said, the first DJ in space, they said. And here I am, alone, inside an insulated shed.
I know I signed up, but I feel marooned. You're listening to the nothing, where the sound of the moon.
Just the stars, I miss watching seagulls fight.
knots. I miss dandelions. All this place has got its rocks and science.
Like household appliances, all singing in tune. You're listening to Moon FM. We're the sound of the moon. Listening to the FM with the sound of the moon. Bring me a wizard and its magic balloon. You're listening to the FM with the sound of the moon. Like giving a telephone to a balloon. You're listening to the FM with the sound of the moon. It's that hour I remember in the cartoons. You're listening to me again with the sound of the moon. We'll be right back.
comeback. We just heard Teenage Skin by Drool, which is one of their singles. Drool, if you're here, if you can hear me, please release another song. I'm begging you. Please. I beg. I love their music so much, and they only have about 5 songs out. Is it the bias of the fact that they have 5 songs that makes me think I love all of their music equally? Probably. If they release an album, will I probably have lower of opinion of them? Maybe. That's besides the point. They haven't released a song since like 2022, and it breaks my heart. Before that, it was Luna FM by The Burning Hell off of their album Ghost Palace. This is a band, I believe they are from Vancouver, something like that, somewhere out west. If not, they have a Vancouver-y vibe to them. But yeah, that is just about bringing us to the end of the show. But just because it's the end of the show doesn't mean that it's the end of radio as you know it. Right after this, we got Air.
This is a scheduled test of the Alberta Emergency Alert System. There is no emergency. This test alert is in effect for Alberta. This is only a test. If this was a real emergency, this alert would describe the threat, the location of the threat, and instructions on how to protect yourself and your loved ones. These tests are a reminder for all of us to prepare when the risk is low, so we are ready to respond when a disaster or emergency occurs. The test is now complete.